Hare Krishna. Welcome back to the Mahabharata character series. We are discussing about Karna now. So, Karna has had this double emotional traumas. First, Kunti's revelation that he is her son, and then Krishna's offer for redemption, which he turns down. But still he is deeply conflicted in his heart. He tells Kunti as well as Krishna not to reveal the truth about his identity to anyone else, because he feels it will complicate matters more. And he has given Kunti his word that he will not kill the other four Pandavas. So if Duryodhana comes to know about this, then Duryodhana will feel let down, and it will become almost impossible for him to keep the vows. So, with his heart in turmoil, he returns back to the Kaurava camp, and preparations for war go on. And Karna sits out of the war for the first 10 days, and he hears the news every day. And some days the Kauravas get the upper hand, like the first day when Bhishma seems unstoppable. But the second day the Pandavas get the upper hand. The fourth day especially, Duryodhana is wounded and the Kauravas suffer terribly. And as he hears the news, you know, he feels incensed. He wants to be on the side of Duryodhana, helping him fight. But at the same time, he doesn't want to. He's already spoken that as long as Bhishma is there, he will not fight. Because Duryodhana considers Karna to be his closest friend. Now, for he has his Kaurava brothers also, but he's an elder brother for them, eldest brother among them also. He cannot really, Duryodhana cannot share his confidences and his concerns with them. So every evening after Duryodhana comes, the first person he usually meets is Karna. And Karna has already heard second-hand reports from different people about how the day has fared. But he wants to hear from Duryodhana. And Duryodhana on the 9th day comes. And actually on the 8th day also, there is 8th day especially. Again, there is Bhima wounds Duryodhana. And wounds him not just physically, but wounds his pride especially. And Duryodhana is mortified and agonized and perplexed, not knowing what to do. And when Karna comes, when he meets Karna, Karna asks, how are you faring, oh friend? He says, no. He says, I feel Bhishma is, or so our party, our soldiers have been ground down. And I feel that Bhishma is not fighting wholeheartedly because of being partial to the Pandavas. Now, actually, Bhishma is fighting wholeheartedly, and there is naturally some affection, but he doesn't let the affection stop him from doing his Kshatriya duty. But Duryodhana is always finding faults, and Karna sees this opportunity. Karna tells Duryodhana, now tell the warrior to retreat from the battlefield, and immediately I will join, and I will defeat the Pandavas. I'll kill all of them. Now, Karna has got into a groove where he just speaks without thinking whatever will please Duryodhana. So now he knows that he has given his word to Kunti that he will not kill the other four Pandavas. But he knows that Duryodhana wants to hear this, that Karna will kill all the five Pandavas. So he speaks that. And he knows that this kind of words will eventually get him into trouble. But Karna's holes, because of his insecurity over his status, his sense of self-identity largely is centered on Duryodhana. Modern psychologists talk about how people can have different centers. Some people have vani center, some people have position center, some people have some hobby center. So some people can be friend-centered. So Karna was very Duryodhana-centered. And normally, ideally, we should be God-centered, Krishna-centered. But Duryodhana, he was very Duryodhana-centered. And he would speak and do whatever would please Duryodhana, even if that caused him to regret afterwards, as it had happened when he had suggested the dishonoring of Draupadi, and he had regretted it later. But hearing his words, it was because of hearing Karna's words that Duryodhana decided to confront Bhishma, and that's when Bhishma took the vow that he invested 5 arrows with the power to kill the 5 Pandavas. And of course, we know how Krishna arranged Arjuna to take the 5 arrows away from Duryodhana. But on the 10th day, eventually Bhishma fell. And when Bhishma fell, of course, the Kauravas were devastated, and Duryodhana also was mortified to see his grandfather fall. But after the initial shock and sorrow subsided, then Duryodhana felt, now Karna will emerge in the battle. And then Karna, the next morning, early morning, he, before the war started, he got up and went to the war field where Bhishma was lying in a narrow bed. And he told, he went, he folded his hands and he says, I am Radhe, son of Radha and Adhirath, I'm Karna, whom you always scorned. So Bhishma opened his eyes. Because of all the wounds, he's very weak. And he says, oh, hero, you are not the son of Radha. You are the son of Kunti, born before her marriage. The sages have told me this. So Karna nodded gravely. He says, yes, Kunti has told this to me also. And Keshav has confirmed this. So Bhishma told him that, you know, I know you are a great hero. But he says, because your birth was attended with sin, so your mentality has become distorted due to no fault of yours. And because of this distorted mentality, you would brag about your power. And due to that bragging, Duryodhana would become more and more vicious. So that was why I tried to minimize your power. He said, I know you are a great hero. So he said, Karna said, you know, oh, grandsire, Karna actually respected Bhishma as a great warrior. Karna was first and foremost a warrior. So he would see everyone practically from the point of view of how skilled warriors they were. And he knew Bhishma was a great warrior. He said, please forgive me if I have spoken harshly or done anything wrong. So Bhishma was magnanimous, seeing Karna's submissive attitude. He says, oh, Radhe, don't worry about such things. No, all is forgiven. And he says, then Bhishma also requested Karna to avoid fighting. But Karna said no. Duryodhana has entered into fights. Bhishma had made this request the previous night only when he had fallen. He had told Duryodhana, let the hostilities end with my fall. And he made the same request. When Karna said no, Duryodhana depends on me, and for 10 days he has fought on without me. Now it is my duty. I must do it for him. So then Bhishma said, go then and fight, O Karna, and we will meet in heaven. So then, in this way, Karna reconciled with Bhishma, with whom he had great strong differences. So then the 11th day when he entered into the war, Shudrona was made the commander, and Duryodhana, of course, consulted Karna. Whom should we make the commander? There are many warriors over here. And whom should we make the commander? So now Duryodhana would have liked to have offered the commandership to Karna, because he trusted Karna the most as his closest friend. And he also felt Karna was a competent warrior. But Karna understood Duryodhana's predicament. You know, there were many other warriors who were elder to Karna and who also were Kshatriyas. So if a Suta became a king or commander, they would object. So Karna understood Duryodhana's predicament. He said that, no, king, there are many Maharathas who are all worthy to be king commanders, but we should ensure that the one who becomes commander commands the respect of everyone. Otherwise, others may feel scorned and may become demotivated. And he said, I feel you should make Drona the commander. Now, this again actually shows the Kshatriya merit of Karna. And although he had felt bitterly the rejection of Drona when Drona had not accepted him in his Gurukul, And although because of that only he had formed a rivalry with Arjuna, he wanted to defeat Drona's foremost student. But still, where there was Kshatriya skill, he recognized that Kshatriya skill and he acknowledged that. So he says, Drona, putting aside his affection for his favorite students, has fought vigorously for you. So I feel he should become the commander. And in fact, he is the teacher of most of the warriors on this war field. So Duryodhana approved. And then Karna became, and then Drona became the commander. And then the Karna started fighting. He was fresh. And he fought fiercely, started scorching the Pandava troops. And on the 11th, 12th days, he was practically unstoppable. He had different encounters with different people at different times. And he had encounters with various Maharathas. And somehow or the other, he did not encounter Arjuna. No, short skirmishes were there. But somehow, later on it is revealed that it was Krishna who prevented their prolonged encounter before Karna was deprived of the Shakti Astra. And then 11th, 12th days, Drona tried to fulfill the vow that he had taken to kill Yudhishthira, to arrest Yudhishthira. When he couldn't succeed, then 13th day, he made the Chakravyuha. And Abhimanyu entered the Chakravyuha and started breaking it apart from inside. It was wreaking havoc in the Pandava camp, at the Kaurava camp. As one by one, the Kaurava warriors came and they were checked or wounded or stunned or knocked out, if not killed. So Lakshmana, Duryodhana's son, was killed. Karna came and fought with Abhimanyu fiercely. But Abhimanyu was so swift and so skilled that Karna was stunned. He became severely wounded. And he swooned and he had to depart. After some time he recovered and he came back to fight. And again Abhimanyu wounded him. And Duryodhana was alarmed, seeing that nobody could stop. And Duryodhana approached Karna and he said, "What should we do now?" He says that Karna also had to candidly, and he says, "I can't." He says, "His arrows are so fast, we don't know what to do. We must ask Drona. He is our commander and he is most experienced. Surely he'll find some way for us." And then they went to Drona. Drona was admiring our son, Subhadra's son's skills. And he said, "Can you see this young lad? Can you see any chink in his armor? The way he's fighting, he's no less than Partha." And there was pleasure and pride in Drona's voice. Had this infuriated both Duryodhana and Karna. And Karna spoke. Duryodhana was beyond speaking because of his anger. Duryodhana was enraged. "Oh, here he's destroying my army and my commander is admiring my enemy's skills. What is this?" So Karna spoke. "Oh, preceptor," he says, "it is only because of my Kshatriya duty that after being wounded by his sharp arrows, I am still present in the battlefield, ready to my Kshatriya duty. This is not the time to admire our enemy's skills. We must find a way to bring him down." And then it was that Drona suggested that six of them come together and kill Abhimanyu. And Karna was also one of those warriors who contributed to the fall of Karna, so of Abhimanyu. So now this was actually a very grievous malpractice on the part of Karna. Although he was principled, although he was heroic, he was virtuous in many ways, but this was a grievous, grievous misdeed which he did. And why did he do that? Because he felt that somehow or the other, I have to please Duryodhana. Duryodhana wants that he be stopped. If this is strategy, I'll accept it. And he participated in it. So the next day, when Arjuna took a vow to check, to kill Jayadrath, then the whole Kaurava army was deployed in such a way as to stop Arjuna from reaching Jayadrath. And Arjuna marched relentlessly, and at one point, Karna and Ashwatthama were right in the inner guards, waiting near Jayadrath itself to ensure that Arjuna would not reach him. But eventually when Arjuna came close, and Karna challenged Arjuna. And then, as they were about to start a fight, Bhima had come from behind and Bhima challenged Karna. Knowing that, Bhima knew that Arjuna could not afford to spend time fighting with Karna. And Karna turned towards fighting with Arjuna and with Bhima, and Arjuna sped forward, being led by Krishna with his expert charioteership. And Then Bhima and Karna fought fiercely. It was a severe and bruising fight. And at the end of it, eventually Bhima overpowered Karna. Karna became wounded and he swooned and he was taken away from there. So there were several encounters and Bhima, at least before the 17th day, almost in all the encounters, Bhima got the upper hand with Karna. So Karna, he was a great warrior, no doubt great archer, but we see that he could not check Abhimanyu, and that's why he had to conspire with five other Maharathas to kill Abhimanyu. And even Bhima bested him at this point. And of course, again, Karna tried to check Arjuna after Karna recovered. In the last moments, Karna was again one of the Maharathas who sent a shower of arrows that practically blinded and blocked Arjuna from reaching Jayadrath. But then, Krishna covered the sun with his solar disk and then with his Sudarshan Chakra. And then that's how Arjuna was able to succeed in killing Jayadrath. Although this happened at evening time, still the Kauravas decided to keep fighting because they were, in one sense, they were bitterly disappointed at the death of Jayadrath. But at the same time, they were incensed. He said, we have to keep fighting. The pitch and the passion of the fighting had become so much that there was no going back. And it was on that night, so this was the 14th night, a fierce battle took place. At that time, Yudhishthira wanted to challenge, basically, Karna, as he started, he also felt personally defeated. He felt he had let down Duryodhana, and so he severely started attacking the Pandava forces. So Arjuna said, let me go and fight with him. Krishna told him, no, the time is not yet right. Send Ghatotkach. And we will discuss about that battle when we talk about Ghatotkach. But Ghatotkach fought so ferociously that Karna was overwhelmed. And after a long, long fight in which the Kaurava forces just broke away and fled out of terror, Karna alone fought heroically. But Bhadrada was creating such illusions that where he was couldn't be seen. And suddenly, Ghatotkach appeared high in the sky, charging down with a smiter in his hand, ready to chop off the head of Karna. And Karna, in a moment of panic, blinding panic, just took off his Shakti Astra and said, this is the only way that Ghatotkach can be killed. And he used the Shakti Astra. And he killed Ghatotkach. And when he killed Ghatotkach, the Kauravas erupted in joy, glorifying Karna. Now Karna was also happy to kill Jayadrath, but he realized that his undefeatable dart was lost. And he knew this was a great loss. But he was determined to keep fighting. And on the 15th day, Drona fell. And then, the Kaurava forces were devastated, dispirited. They left. On the 16th day, then the Kaurava forces met in the morning and they met Karna, the commander. And the 16th day and a part of first half of the 17th day were the days when Karna showed his heroism to the best. Being spurred by the post of being a commander. Now Karna had dreamed that he would be honored as a great Kshatriya. And here, being a commander of a whole army of great Kshatriyas, this was like his dream come true. And he felt grateful to Duryodhana for having done this. And he wanted to show his gratitude. And he fought relentlessly. That day, he was almost unstoppable. And he just destroyed the Pandava forces. That day, he fought with Nakula. And Nakula fought and fought. And Nakula broke Karna's bow four times. But eventually, Karna was too skilled for him, too skilled and too swift. And he killed Nakula's charioteer, wounded him. And he finally, that's when Nakula was practically charioteerless, fleeing away, he came. Now Karna had a favorite way to scorn his defeated opponent, the Pandavas. He would go up to them and then use his bow and hit them with his bow. And hitting them with the bow, he would and scorn them. He says, oh child, do not fight with your superiors and do not speak harsh words. He said, you should go and take shelter of your elders. Run now. And Nakula was practically crying tears of frustration. He thought that, when will Arjuna and Krishna humble this arrogant prince? And then actually like that, and now he also fought with Bhima, and he fought and fought, and over. Finally he destroyed Bhima's chariot and charioteer, and Bhima was left with nothing. And Bhima was on the ground, Karna came right up to him. And again he hit him on his head with his bow, and he said, "Oh, you fat oaf, you know, your expertise is not on the war field. Your expertise is in the kitchen. You should not fight over here. Go run now for your life." Bhima was burning with rage, and he said, "You fool, how dare you speak such words to me? You know, I have defeated you in this very battle on other days," he says. "The gods have said that the fortunes of the rishis have said that the fortunes of war are always unpredictable, and even gods are sometimes defeated. My defeat does not count anything. Right now I challenge you. Get off your throne and fight a wrestling match with me, and I will pound you to death." And Bhima, with his bare fists, could have pounded Karna to death, but knowing that it was Arjuna who had taken a vow to kill Bhima, to kill Karna, Bhima remained silent, and then he departed from there. So now it is definitely credible that even when he had an opportunity to kill, Karna had an opportunity to kill the Pandavas, he did not kill them, apart from Arjuna. But then he did humiliate them, and in one way, humiliating a warrior is like killing him. So his goal was to prove his superiority, and he did by mocking and flaunting in front of them after he had defeated them. He did prove his superiority. So what he wanted to do, he proved his superiority, he did that. On the 17th day, again, there was a fierce war. And it was on the 17th day that actually Karna fought with Yudhishthira. So many things happened on the 17th day. Karna fought with Yudhishthira, and Yudhishthira was angry, and Yudhishthira said, I told initially Arjuna that you should kill him. But then when the war started, there were heavy fighting from both sides, warriors from both sides coming together, and in that fighting it was Yudhishthira who encountered Karna. And Karna fought fiercely, and he pierced Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira took a heavy arrow charged with celestial powers, and he shot it and just pierced Karna right in his chest. And Karna dropped his bow and swooned over there. The Pandava Kauravas cried out, and the Pandavas cheered seeing Yudhishthira's prowess and Karna's distress. After some time, Karna recovered, and he was so angry at being bested in this way by Yudhishthira that he fought fiercely, and he destroyed carefully shot arrows. He destroyed Yudhishthira's armor. Then he destroyed his horses. Then he broke his bow, and Yudhishthira was left powerless. And then he laughed, "O king, do not speak such words when you cannot back them with actions. Flee now before you are destroyed." Now Yudhishthira did not know about Karna's woe, and he wondered why he was being spared. He ran to Dushyudhana's chariot, and Dushyudhana took him away. And then Bhima went senseless with rage, seeing his elder brother's defeat and humiliation, and he charged upon Karna. And Karna also told his chariot to fight with him. And they fought and fought and fought. Actually, on the 17th day, we have not discussed earlier till now, that he had Shalya as his driver. And I'll talk about Shalya after just describing this fight. So he took Shalya, "Take me there." And they fought and fought. So initially, the skill of Karna was too much. And he sent short arrows and arrows at Bhima, which wounded him. But Bhima was so enraged that in his anger he felt no wounds, and he shot arrows. Finally he took a huge lance and hurled with such force it pierced right through the body of Karna, through his armor, through his body, and went and fell on the ground. And such was the impact that Karna swooned and fell on the ground, and Shalya, mindful of his duty, took him from there. And then actually this day he fought with Yudhishthira again. After he recovered, Karna was determined and resilient, and he recovered again and he fought. And when he fought with Yudhishthira, and Nakula and Sahadeva also came to assist Yudhishthira, but Karna fought fiercely, and one by one he defeated all of them. and Yudhishthira became wounded and he was without his armor and he was helpless, and then finally he had to flee from the battle. Yudhishthira felt humiliated by Karna, by all the he was escorted by the twins back to the camp for recovery from his wounds. So now on this day, then now after having humiliated Yudhishthira like this, then the final battle between Arjuna and Karna was about to ensue. So of course Krishna delayed it by telling Arjuna, take him, go back and check out Yudhishthira's condition. We will discuss that story. Then when Karna was hemmed in by his opponents, he used the Bhargavastra and he used it twice and he just wreaked havoc in the Pandava camp. And that morning, actually when that time, just before this, when Nakula and Sahadev were also being wounded by Karna, at that time, Shalya, seeing his maternal nephews in danger, he told Karna, why are you wasting time with them? They are weak opponents. Your real enemy is Arjuna. Today morning only you are saying that you are so eager to fight with Arjuna. Why are you wasting time with them? Saying this, he distracted him. And there he saw that Bhima had overpowered Duryodhana and had put him in danger. Seeing this, Karna told, take me to Duryodhana. Took him to Duryodhana, and that time Yudhishthira, Nakula and Sahadev turned and left. So on that morning, when the previous 16th night, Duryodhana had asked Karna, you know, indirectly, you know, why have not killed Arjuna? So then he said that, tomorrow I will kill him. Tomorrow I will fight in such a way that either I will kill Arjuna or I will myself die. I will not come back from battlefield unless I have killed Arjuna. And then he requested that, I need a charioteer who is equal to Krishna. And then we discussed how he gave the proposition of Shalya as a charioteer, and Duryodhana expertly persuaded Shalya. Now Shalya had been requested by Yudhishthira that when you act as a charioteer for Karna, please discourage him. And that's what this now Shalya did. So Shalya told Yudhishthira, so that morning when Karna was about to start off on his fight, 17th day, as he was charging out, he called out his soldiers, he says, tell me, where is Arjuna? Whoever gives me the news of where Arjuna is, I will give that person horses and elephants and jewels and a profuse wealth. So Shalya started laughing and he said, Adheya, why are you wasting your wealth like this and giving it to unworthy persons? You know, do not worry. Even if you don't get money and even if you don't have to search for Arjuna, Arjuna will find you. And he said, it seems that you have no friends at all, that you are rushing foolhardily to fight with Partha. He says, therefore, as a friend, I'll advise you. Partha is extremely dangerous. Do not go close to him unless you are accompanied by a huge contingent of the army. Karna snorted in anger. And Shalya continued. He said, "Do not. If you take Bibhatsu lightly, then that is like a person hoping to cross over the ocean with his bare hands while having a heavy stone tied to the neck." He said, "I have never seen a fox overpower a pair of lions. So how can you expect to defeat Arjuna when he is with Krishna?" Karna's nod, he sorted. He said, "You know, you don't know about my prowess." He said, "It takes one to know one. And therefore, because you are no hero, you don't know my power." He says, "You know, indeed, with one arrow, I will kill both Krishna and Arjuna." And he says, "You do not know my prowess." Shalya started laughing scornfully. He said, "No, who's speaking?" He said, "This is the same warrior who was defeated at Virat, although he was with so many other warriors and Arjuna was single-handed." He said, how can you kill Partha? Your idea is as ludicrous as a deer hoping to kill a lion. And he's as a jackal hoping to kill a lion." And in many ways, he started deriding and minimizing Karna's strength. And Karna felt his anger boiling over. He glared at Shalya and he thought, is he really on Pandava's side, on Kaurava's side, or is he on Pandava's side? He said, "You vile one, shut up." He said, "Today I will kill Krishna, I will kill Arjuna, I will kill Krishna, and then I will kill you too. Indeed, I would have killed you already. It is only because of my regard for Duryodhana that I do not kill you." He says, "Shut up, I will not bear your insults anymore. I will not be discouraged by you." And as they were going into the war field, they are just blasting at each other. And it was a huge farce. And then seeing them, then he spoke, "You wicked-minded Madriya." Shalya was the king of Madras. So he said, "Yeah, you know, you are belong to a race just full of vile people." And he started quoting many of the sayings which the enemies of Madras used to say, use against the residents of Madras. And he said, "You are like this, you are like that." And he deprecated even the women of Madras in many abominable ways. And he was in complete rage. And Shalya was taunting back at him. And finally, Shalya, Duryodhana came over there and he said, "Shalya, please don't provoke Karna any further. Karna, please forgive him." He says, "Today, I need both of you. We are in a very critical phase of the war. Please fight on." And then both of them calmed down and they went in. So Shalya initially intimidated, tried to discourage Karna. Basically, this is some kind of sledging. It is sometimes in sports, one team wants to provoke the other team. These players, maybe the bowlers or fielders, provoke the batsman so that the person loses the cool. So Shalya was doing something like that. And he did that at the start of the day. But eventually when the battle became earnest, and then just before the final battle between Arjuna and Karna, at that time when Karna asked Shalya, "If Arjuna kills me, what will you do?" At that time Shalya told, "You know, I will raise my weapons and I will attack your aggressors. Either I will kill them, or while dying against them, I will rise to the heavens." So he came back into earnest. And then he advised Karna also on several occasions on strategic issues. So Karna fought a long and fierce battle. He used his Bhargavastra. And he to deadly effect. But eventually, because of the curse of Parshuram and the Brahmana, his wheel got stuck. And then he forgot the Bhargavastra mantras. And then when we discussed about Arjuna, how eventually when he was trying to lift up his chariot from the ground, Arjuna cut off his head. And then Karna fell down dead. So many of the sons of Karna were also killed in the war. Before him, he was practically the last. So only one son who survived, who later on was adopted almost by Arjuna and who took care of him. So Karna, after he fell, practically the war ended very fast. The next day, Shalya acted as a commander. But Shalya was, after a brief but intense fight, Shalya was killed. And after Shalya was killed, then immediately soon after Shakuni was killed, Trigarasharma was killed, and then Duryodhana fled and the war got over when Bhima eventually killed Duryodhana. So the fall of Karna was the indication of was more or less the end of the war. So Karna is a heroic and tragic figure in the Mahabharata. Heroic because of his qualities of charitability, because of his courage, because of his archery. But tragic primarily because of a sense of misdirected loyalty. Because of his assuming that just a word of honor is all important, nothing else matters. Because of which he gave up the life of honor. Instead of siding with virtue, he sided with vice. And bad association, a good person becomes bad. And then makes the bad association worse by that. And then himself also becomes worse. In a downward spiraling cycle. That is what is illustrated through the character of Karna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.